It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. So it's Sunday evening. Your friends are lingering at your dinner table, and they're having a great time, but you are starting to twitch because it's getting closer and closer to 9 o'clock. Finally, you stand up because Sherlock is starting in 7 minutes. You're welcome to join me, you say, but I have to excuse myself. It's time for Benedict Cumberbatch. That is a true story, and maybe you are not as rude as I am, but confess it, you defy the new world of video on demand to gather around your television every Sunday for Masterpiece. Maybe it's mystery you like, maybe you're a sucker for Downton Abbey, maybe you still have fond thoughts about the original Upstairs, Downstairs. Well, the person to thank for all of that is Rebecca Eaton. For more than a quarter of a century, she's been the woman at the helm of the Masterpiece ship. She's written a book about that voyage. It's called Making Masterpiece, and she's here today. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Marcy. I think you're a fan.
Yeah.
I get that feeling.
Just a bit of a fan. Just to start with the job, it sounds like you fell into this executive producership.
No, it took me 17 years to fall into it. I mean, I paid my dues and I worked in the fields of public broadcasting, public radio, public television, everything from a secretary to a production assistant, associate producer. And then I got a huge break in 1985. But I didn't know it, but in my life, the way I was living it, with my terrible case of Anglophilia, I was preparing myself.
What has kept you with this job for so long in an era where people jump around?
Because it's the best job in television. It's the best job in television. Well, public television, which I completely believe in, even more than I believe in making a ton of money, which I probably would do if I went somewhere else. Public television is my mission in life. And then to be given this opportunity to do something with the best British drama in the world and put it on television, I should say the best drama in the world. It happens to be British, but to be asked to be the captain, as you describe it, the captain of the good ship Masterpiece, after having been a fan of it, why would I leave?
I'm glad that you haven't. Originally, the job you took was being executive producer for Masterpiece Theater, which is no longer the name of the show. And I mentioned Mysteries. They're all kind of branded as Masterpiece, but
yes,
you have different streams of programming at
yes.
this point.
We gave the series Masterpiece Theater a major facelift in 2008. We'd been gone through some dark years just before that. We'd lost our longtime funder, Mobile, and then Exxon bought Mobile. Then they drifted away. The programming coming out of England had sort of dried up, too. They weren't doing the long Jewel in the Crowns, and I, Claudius's. They were doing these sort of short, fairly obscure minor piece theaters. So I decided we had to do something. I didn't know how to do it. I'm not a brand manager. And I kind of don't like that whole branding thing. I just focus groups. Anyway, so we did this rather risky venture, not knowing how risky it was, and pretty much left the content intact, but changed the face of Masterpiece. We shortened the name to Masterpiece instead of Masterpiece Theater because people said that theater was scaring them off, you know, made them think like they were going to be quizzed afterwards or write an English paper or something. So we started referring to it as Masterpiece, and we put the programming together in genres. We would have all the costume drama together in Masterpiece Classic, the mysteries together, Masterpiece Mystery, and then the contemporary stuff. Because before that, you know, you might go from Jane Tennyson.
Mm-hmm. That's Prime Suspect.
Prime Suspect to Jane Eyre to Jane Austen. You know, you wouldn't know week to week what you would get. So we did that. And then probably the most important thing that we did was to really get ourselves into the 21st century with social media and reaching out to a younger audience.
I'm talking with Rebecca Eaton, and she's the executive producer of Masterpiece, and as you just heard, she oversees several streams of programming. All of it is British?
All of it is British. We have done American drama in the past. We did the Tony Hillerman mystery
right.
novel set on the Navajo Reservation. We did those, if I can drop a name, with Robert Redford, because he owned the rights to Tony Hillerman's books. Then we did for a period of years, the American Collection, but there were really only about 8 titles in those. So It's because we haven't had the money to do more American drama, but we have also discovered that our audience loves British drama. So that's what we're going to keep doing.
We've been tantalizing people about Downton Abbey. I want to talk dish a little bit, but Downton Abbey, I mean, Jewel in the Crown was a hit. The mm-hmm. original Upstairs, Downstairs obviously mm-hmm. sort of made the name for this ship masterpiece. Mm-hmm. But Downton Abbey seems remarkable in its American success and popular success and broad success. Did somebody pitch the script to you? What happened? How did you hear about this show?
Well, I do tell this story in the book because I realized I had to be truthful in the book. And what actually happened is that I was pitched Downton Abbey when it was first sort of came into being in the UK, and I turned it down. I didn't turn it down because I didn't like it. I turned it down because we were about to do the new Upstairs, Downstairs. We had done the Buccaneers, which had a similar story about rich American heiresses. So I turned it down. And thank God it was not picked up by another network in the U.S. I don't know how lucky I could. I mean, good heavens. And it came back again. Actually, I went chasing after it when I heard that one of my favorite actresses was going to be in it, Maggie Smith. Mm-hmm. And when Elizabeth McGovern, who's a friend, called and said, you know, this could be really good. They'd gone to a rehearsal, and she kind of said, this could be really good. So I picked up the phone, said, is it still available? But even then, we didn't know it was going to take off the way it did.
Has anything been as big a hit for you as Downton Abbey?
Not in my television lifetime. I've been doing Masterpiece for 27 or 28 years. I think Prime Suspect broke out into, you know, sort of the mainstream popular culture. And, of course, your favorite show.
Sherlock,
which preceded. This is the new Stephen Moffat who wrote this version of Sherlock. That preceded Downton Abbey. It was in November and Downton came on the air in January.
I should tell listeners that I was giving Rebecca Eaton a very hard time in the green room before we came in here because I have been waiting. I thought I had been promised Sherlock season 3 months ago and you haven't delivered.
I'm so sorry. No, it's the boys. The boys are very busy. Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss also do Doctor Who, and they are incredibly busy. And then the boys, Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman, who plays Dr. Watson, have had their careers have taken off, particularly Ben's. And he is making feature film after feature film. And just to get him, you know, in one place, we can only do that about every 18 months. They really want to continue doing it. And there are three more coming in January.
I look forward to it. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to use the word that floats around social media to talk about Benedict Cumberbatch.
You can.
Cumberbitches.
Yeah, the Cumberbitches.
And there are many.
There are also the Cumberbunnies.
Oh, okay.
And then the Cumber Collective is what he wants them to call themselves.
Okay.
Because he's a bit of a lefty.
One thing that you also passed on that I think you probably regretted is a movie that I think was one of the earliest that Daniel Day-Lewis did, My Left Foot, which won him, I think it was his first Academy Award.
Yes, it was.
And you describe getting some kind of grainy, horrible video and just thinking, eh.
It's a painful memory. But I was in London and I had been working all day, and then a package came to my room, and it was from Granada Television, who had made The Jewel and the Crown. I should have paid attention to that. And they said, there's a film here that you could have for television, or we'll release it as a feature film, but have a look. And I got a cassette machine, and I put it in, and I watched it. It was really dark. I could hardly see the picture. I couldn't hear it very well. And I thought, well, you know, does our audience really want to watch a program about a man who can only move his left foot? Yeah, I think they would have.
Did you know Daniel Day-Lewis's work at that time?
Well, I had seen My Beautiful Laundrette.
Great movie.
And I had seen A Room with a View. Mm-hmm. I think, was that before or after? I'm not sure. My Daniel Day-Lewis memories get a little clouded because I am very much in love with Daniel Day-Lewis. And he was such a chameleon. So I knew his, I didn't know his work enough to know you have anything he does, you have to take.
Well, now you're probably not offered so much.
Not so much. A lot of television.
Well, what is the relationship? Do Granada Television or whoever, ITV, do they pitch to you or do you pitch to them? Or?
Yes. This is how it works. We are a minority partner, co-producer of these projects, which are made in England by independent companies, by BBC. It's not just BBC, by the way. There's also ITV, which is the commercial network that makes Downton Abbey. That's made by a company called Carnival Films. So, yes, we have through the years been the place for high-end British drama in this country. So we are usually the first stop. That's changing a bit these days. So I read scripts, have meetings, get sent proposals, read books, and try to choose the best ones. Every now and then, we pitch something back. We pitch The Buccaneers, Edith Wharton's The Buccaneers, and there we have a couple now in the works that they're considering.
What are you most excited about coming up in 2014?
Well, of course, Downton, because it's how high can this rocket go? I mean, our audience last year was 24 million people watched Downton. And now Sherlock, I think, is going to be bigger than ever because Benedict has had so much publicity.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think it's NBC has their own Sherlock Holmes story updated.
Elementary, that's
what it's called.
Network.
Sorry,
it's
I
couldn't, a different network.
Yeah, some network. But it's not too late for me. But there's something in my brief period of time, can I just like froth about Benedict Cumberbatch? But it's not just that, it's the scripts.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's Stephen Moffat. Because they are not adaptations of the books. They take the characters and roughly the outlines of some of the stories, and then they just jet propel them into the 21st century.
So it's coming back in January, folks. Rebecca Eaton is the person to thank. She's executive producer of Masterpiece. Her book is called Making Masterpiece. And if you want to hear more about it, she's speaking tonight at 7:30 at Town Hall, Seattle. Thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, thank you, Marcy.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.